2NM's Hunter Valley Today with Stephen Senatiempo on 981 2NM.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm Stephen Senatiempo. Well, you know my thoughts on Tony Abbott's paid parental leave scheme. It's a nice idea, but it's bad policy and now's not the time for it. Well, today in the Sydney Morning Herald we read that he's now going to offer $15,500 to young people who have been out of work for a year or more if they get a job and keep it. This is an attempt to cut long-term unemployment, we're told. Funnily enough, business groups are saying, why not give the money to business to get them to take on unemployed people? And I've got to say, that's absolutely right. This is just more middle-class welfare. It's ridiculous. Is that what we've come to in this country? That we've got to bribe people to get off their backsides and get a job? I mean, we already pay them a dole, which is supposed to keep them sustained while they're searching for work. Now to say, if you actually do what you're supposed to do, get off your backside, get a job, and actually keep it by doing a decent job, we'll give you an extra 15 grand. Somebody should give me $15,000 for keeping my job, I reckon. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Now, if Tony Abbott is chasing that middle-class, disaffected left-wing vote, well, he's going the right way about it, but it's not the right way to run a country. Now, on balance, there's no question that we need a change of government on September 7th. But if this is the kind of policy that's going to keep coming out, that opinion might change very, very quickly.
G'day friends, Troy Cassadaly. You're listening to my mate, Stephen Senatiempo, the voice of the silent majority.
Just ludicrous. And now we're also hearing that the paid parental leave scheme is actually going to make money. It's going to add to the budget bottom line. Well, then the policy's wrong if that's the case. Whatever money's raised from the tax that's going to be imposed on the 3,000 big companies in Australia should go to paying for the parental leave scheme. There shouldn't be any profit out of it, so to speak. And if you're going to fund a policy. Don't have leftovers. It's just frightening. But I'd love to know what's to get you fired up this morning. Your thoughts, your views, and the things that matter to you. So give me a call on 654-31981. If you do give me a call, I'll put you in the draw to win the Hunter Hamper, which I'll be giving away just before midday on Friday. But of course, if you can't get to the phone, you can always send me an email, studio@2nm.com.au. Exciting news this morning. We're catching up with Wendy Matthews in a little while to talk about her new album, which is called Catch the Fire. We'll talk about that shortly. We'll talk to the Mayor of Muswellbrook, Martin Rush, a bit later in the program as well. But most importantly, a chance for you to have your say. Whether it be about the election or anything else, I heard Crossy talking about whether you should dob people in if you see them shoplifting. Love to hear your thoughts on that. But what I'd really like to know is, with these self-serve checkouts, do you think you should get a discount for using them? 654-31981. 11:15, Stephen Senatiempo with you this morning. It's great to have your company. Shortly, we're going to catch up with Chris Kenny from The Australian to